This is Radio MD COVID-19 Daily, your source for COVID-19 news from the front lines of healthcare. I'm Caitlin White. Glad to have you on this Tuesday, May 5th. Coming up towards the end of our episode, I'll chat with Dr. Amanda Avila on how people are avoiding going to ERs during COVID, even when they should be going for other medical emergencies. And now our news. Wearing face masks, maintaining social distancing, and conducting conversations through teleconferencing are making life difficult for all of us, but even more so for those who are deaf or hard of hearing. The masks make it impossible for people who read lips to see other people's mouths or follow facial expressions during trips to the grocery store or doctor's office. Facial expressions like nose crinkles and mouth movements are also components of American Sign Language. According to the story for NPR, deaf and hard of hearing people are also worrying that with hospitals tightening visitor restrictions, that might mean they won't be able to bring interpreters to their medical appointments. The National Association of the Deaf has published a series of articles and how-tos about life during the pandemic. One lucha libre wrestler in Mexico is using all the fabric he had that would normally go towards costumes to making masks for his community. Radio MD Scott Webb has that story.
When wrestling in Mexico was stopped due to COVID-19, wrestler Hijo del Soberano, which means the sovereign son, decided to use his sewing machines that would ordinarily be used to make wrestling masks to make surgical-style masks to help earn income during the pandemic. His masks resemble the full-face designs of his wrestling masks, but have been modified to run from the nose to the chin. They could be purchased through his Facebook page for $6.26 U.S. He says he's making 200 masks per week, and money is no longer an issue. Reporting for Radio MD News, I'm Scott Webb.
Another strange way COVID-19 is affecting society at large. Sympathy cards are selling out. We go to Radio MD's Bill Klaproth for more.
If you've recently had to send a sympathy card, you may have seen they are selling out. A story in the New York Times says big retailers are struggling to keep up with the demand for old-school sympathy cards. On Etsy, the online marketplace for crafts and jewelry, searches for sympathy cards from March 1st to April 17th have more than doubled from a year earlier. With many people unable to attend funerals or drop off food for a grieving neighbor or even offer an embrace, mailing a sympathy card seems more necessary than ever. So while many celebrations and milestones have been put on hold, unfortunately, grief is in abundance. For Radio MD News, I'm Bill Klaproth.
And a 42-year-old Alabama man was arrested last week for camping at Disney World's Discovery Island. The park, well, it's been closed since mid-March. The man told deputies he was unaware he was trespassing, according to the Orange County Sheriff's Office, but deputies noted there were numerous no trespassing signs posted. Authorities charged him with one count of trespassing, a misdemeanor. He was also banned from all Disney properties. Well, doctors have been urging patients to stay away from emergency rooms and hospitals as much as possible to free up resources for COVID-19 patients. But now the issue is that with people so afraid of entering those spaces, those with other urgent medical emergencies aren't heading to the ER. With more on when to still head to an ER during COVID-19 is Dr. Amanda Avila, a neurologist with telespecialists.
Let's talk about the emergency room. We've been told for a couple weeks now to stay away, but why is it still important to let people know, you know, there are times you need to come to the ER regardless?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So what we've seen as a whole across the country is that people are really, you know, adhering to the social distancing guidelines, and sometimes they're even holding back when they're sick. So I'm a neurologist and I manage acute stroke patients in the emergency department. And so when somebody has a stroke and they come to the emergency department, I'm generally the first or second physician to see that patient when they come into the hospital. So we try to see them as soon as possible. Usually we get a call, like while they're on the way into the hospital, we get a call and we prefer to be there when they roll through the doors. So we can see them, you know, minute zero as they arrive in the hospital. What we've seen is that since the COVID crisis hit, people are coming to the hospital less frequently, even if they have very severe medical problems. And in my case, I'm seeing less stroke. And so what happens is people are staying home because they're saying, gosh, I really do not want to be around other people. I don't want to expose myself to COVID or other folks to COVID. And sometimes they're putting their own health at, they could potentially be putting their own health at risk if they don't come to the emergency department when they have a serious medical condition like a stroke.
What are some, I'm sure there's, you know, a range of topics, but what are some of the most important issues that require an emergency room trip even during COVID?
Sure, sure, absolutely. So the things that frighten me as a neurologist or as many of the physicians mm-hmm. who treat other emergency medical conditions are, so for my example, it's any kind of problem with weakness, numbness, tingling, or speech trouble. So if you wake up one morning and your right arm is not working as well as your left arm, or your left foot is not working as well as your right foot, that's a medical emergency, and you should come to the hospital for that. Likewise, if you can't seem to speak as well as you usually speak, or other people are noticing that your words are slurred or garbled, or that you're not making appropriate sense when you're talking, that's likewise an emergency and it needs to come to the hospital. Other emergencies, I think, are a lot easier for folks to remember, things like chest pain, shortness of breath, severe pain, loss of vision, loss of balance. All those things are a little bit more easy for patients to kind of remember, although there are really widespread reports of folks who even have had severe heart attacks and have not come to the emergency department.
Wow.
So just because there is this virus and we all have to be hyper aware of it, it doesn't mean that all the other medical conditions go away. You know, we still have to manage all of that too. So we want to just be aware that heart attack and stroke are very dangerous and they need to be treated by the emergency team.
And you mentioned as a neurologist that strokes are kind of on your radar as something that people might be, you know, not coming in for. Why is it important to come to an emergency room if you think you might be having a stroke, the timing of it all?
Sure, sure. So every minute that goes by, more and more brain cells are being damaged when somebody is having a stroke. Mm-hmm. So stroke, what happens in a stroke is that there's a blood clot that gets lodged in a blood vessel in someone's brain, and that blood clot prevents blood flow. And when you can't have blood flow, when that blood flow is blocked, then the tissue dies. And in this case, the brain tissue dies. Mm-hmm. And it does so in a relatively slow manner over the course of several hours.
Okay.
And so what we want to do is, if you come to the hospital as soon as you notice the symptoms, you have a far more likely chance of being able to prevent the damage of all of those brain cells from stroke. After a certain period of time, we can't help. So if you decide, oh, my arm's weak, but I'm just going to sit it out for a day or two because I don't want to go while during COVID, then you've likely missed your chance to be treated. You have to come in as soon as the symptoms are first recognized.
Anything else you want to add about, you know, maybe people listening to this who are towing the line between deciding to go to an emergency room?
I think it's better safe than sorry. If there's a concern that something is not right, that you do not feel right, it's better to seek a medical opinion. We can put a mask on you when you get to the emergency room. We can put gloves and a gown on you. We can wash hands. But if you lose that opportunity to get your treatment urgently, you may be setting yourself up for far, far more serious consequences, you know, down the line. And we certainly don't want to forget that all of that is still possible. Everything aside from COVID still exists. And there are still other diseases that need to be treated even during the pandemic, and sometimes especially during the pandemic.
This has been, once again, Radio MD COVID-19 Daily. If you have any questions about the pandemic or some tips on how you're getting through it, email us at COVID19daily@radiomd.com. That's COVID19daily@radiomd.com. Have a great rest of your Tuesday, and we'll talk tomorrow. I'm Caitlin White. Stay home and stay healthy.